On the morning of September 11th, Army Chief Warrant Officer Craig Sincock, who works at the Pentagon, was attending a meeting in the nearby Roslyn section of Arlington, Virginia. Cheryl, his wife of 25 years, was in her office at the Pentagon. Around 9:30, Sincock felt the ground shudder, and he saw black smoke coming from the side of the Pentagon where his wife worked. Traffic was at a dead stop, so Sincock ran 2 miles across highways and fields to help in the rescue effort. But Cheryl Sincock was not among the survivors. In the emotional and confusing days that followed, Sincock spent his own money and his own time to start a website for friends and family of those killed at the Pentagon. The site is called PentagonAngels.net.
There is something that said, I have to try to do something for the other people. We had the Family Support Center set up over at Crystal City, getting support for the families and telling the families what was going on. We realized early on we didn't have any long-term support for the families. You know, what was going to happen 3 months out or 6 months down the road? We started researching. We found out that things like the Value Jet crash a few years back, the thing that got all those families together and kind of threw that issue, and they still work together, is a website. That became the idea that that was probably the best peer support that we could put together.
And the website offers what?
Originally, the website just offered a place where they could go and talk, do chat rooms, discussion boards, hopefully a place they could find other information that maybe wasn't the official information, things we found out and we could pass along to others. We've expanded it since that time, so we have casualty officers who can go into their site and talk among the caregivers, like the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or any of the caregivers that have, you know, counseling or additional funds or whatever for the families, can go and talk among themselves. And also post articles back to the families. So it's kind of a way of sharing information across the board.
Do you feel that people have forgotten about the attack on the Pentagon with so much attention focused on those buildings in New York?
I don't think it's a matter of forgetting. I think it's a matter of we're kind of a closed environment. We're under the Department of Defense umbrella, so it's a big bureaucracy, and we kind of, you know, been put to the feeling like, well, you're going to be taken care of. Well, yes and no, you know. There comes a point where there's no government agency, there's no other organization that can help the family members except other family members, other people who have been through the same thing. However, I will tell you, I was up at the World Trade Center about 3.5 weeks ago, and I stood in the middle of Ground Zero, my Class A uniform, and I wept. I literally cried. You know, I've been at the Pentagon, I worked at that site from, you know, minutes after the attack for the first day, so I knew what that was all about. The smell up in New York City is exactly the same smell we had at the Pentagon. But the devastation is absolutely horrendous in comparison. I can understand what the difference really is. And yet the similarities are the same, too.
Probably most people don't think of the military as a sensitive, caring outfit. It's a large bureaucracy and all, but of course it deals in tragedy all the time.
Right. And it's been really kind of amazing, a real blessing for me to see that. I saw that first feeling of despair, of almost utter hopelessness of now what do we do, and some are still going through that process because we all do it in a little different time frame. But it started to turn into what I call the hope. You know, oh, we know we're going to be better, we just don't know when. We know we're going to be better than we are today, maybe tomorrow or maybe next week, but we know there's some hope there. And then the final one that I'm seeing a lot of the families go through now is that stage of remembrance, where they sit back and occasionally you remember something that your loved one told you or did, and you kind of smile and say, yep, they're there. You know, I hear my wife's voice or feel my wife's voice all through every day. And it makes me smile. And I'm hoping that the other families find the same.
Army Chief Warrant Officer Craig Sincock, he created the website PentagonAngels.net.